This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. United Nations arms inspectors have begun the search for Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Trailed by scores of reporters and escorted by their Iraqi handlers, one group of inspectors spent several hours at a military compound on the edge of Baghdad. Another group headed to a small industrial complex 90 miles to the north. Reporter Rajiv Chandrasekaran is in Baghdad. Any word on what the inspectors found?
Well, the inspectors aren't talking at this point. I was at the site just to the north of Baghdad, and they came in at about 9 o'clock in a convoy of three vehicles. They spent about 3 hours at this site. It was a fairly large military compound. These were seven inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. We observed them over the compound wall walking from building to building, and then they left around noon local time. The director of this facility told reporters that the site simply engaged in civilian uses. It makes motors, large electrical engines for cement and oil factories. A small group of television cameramen were escorted into one room, able to see some of that work, but journalists were not given sort of full access to the site, and Iraqi officials did not sort of elaborate any further on the inspection.
These are the first inspections in nearly 4 years. What's the initial focus?
Well, the initial focus appears to be going to sites that previous groups of inspectors have visited. There are a couple of reasons for this. One may be that the inspectors don't want to be too confrontational right away. They're seeking to build some trust with Iraqi officials here, and they don't initially want to do some sort of in-your-face type inspections at presidential palaces and other highly sensitive sites. The other reason, UN officials say, is purely practical. They only have a small number of inspectors on the ground now, about 17 of them, and it's not practical, they say, for them to go and visit large new sites that they should. It makes more sense for them to visit some of the places they already have, to check on monitoring equipment that was installed years ago, and to do what they call rebaselining, to see whether those sites have changed markedly in their four-year absence.
So it appears Iraq is cooperating with the inspections.
Yes. Certainly from what we witnessed today, they appear to be cooperative. The inspectors were able to enter the factory unimpeded. The factory director said he had no advance warning that the inspectors were coming. The inspectors were accompanied by some of their own Iraqi minders who traveled in their convoy. The UN and Iraqi officials say those people are there to help the inspectors get in. They accompany the inspectors, they don't interfere in their work. This is what the UN officials say.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran of the Washington Post in Baghdad.